thirsty. So the other day, this guy came up to me and tapped me on the shoulder. He asked me if I wanted to hang out with him. "Sorry, I have stuff to do," I said. "Oh, but can't you do it later?" he returned. I thought about my unfinished lab report, my half-done slam poem, and the concerto I hadn't started practicing yet. But you know, the kid was kind of cute. He had warm brown eyes with a twinkle of mischief in them, a dash of freckles on his caramel-tinted face, and a smooth lilt to his voice. You know the type? I looked at the clock. Only 3:30, plenty of time. "Sure," I answered. We played Clash Royale and pushed all the way to Builder's Workshop with a classic trifecta pick. We laughed at memes from the increasingly verbose to classic Doja Puffer. But you know, raindrop, drop top, dank memes gotta stop. So we binge-watched YouTube, from Try Not to Laugh challenges and honest trailers to Dan and Phil and Ika Higa. Suddenly, my mom walked in. She asked me what I was doing and when I'd go to bed. And that was when I realized it was 9:30. I thought about my unfinished lab report, my half-done slam poem, and the concerto I hadn't started practicing yet. I thought about the 7 games of Clash Royale that we played, the 40% of battery life we spent looking at memes, and the 30-minute skits that we watched. Whoops. I apologized to the guy and asked him to leave. He looked at me with those warm brown eyes. "Just one more video," he pleaded. It would be cool to see a glowing 1,000-degree night versus Coca-Cola, but I had work to do. I turned my back on him and started working on the report. I heard him walk away, dejected. I haven't seen him since. I felt guilty for a while, and I realized I never asked him his name. But when I found out, I knew I had made the right choice, for his name was procrastination.